So, first off, what were some of the biggest takeaways from spring ball for you?
Well, I thought that for being a cold, rainy day with a new offense and a new scheme and a lot of new pieces in place, to get through that day without any turnovers offensively, I think was a real positive. As Coach Grimes noted afterward, there weren't any pre-snap penalties. And so from a from a cleanness standpoint and a crispness standpoint, I think he could be really happy with how the day went. We didn't see everybody we're going to see in the summer or fall, but we saw enough guys to know that some of these new plans are taking root and taking hold. And overall, I was really encouraged.
Excellent. And who would you say was the biggest standout, first off, on offense and then on defense as well, as far as players go?
Well, Zach Wilson got a lot of attention during camp, during spring ball. But, Joe Critchlow got the most reps, attempted and completed the most passes, had the most scoring drives. And so I think, from that standpoint, what Joe Critchlow did was pretty impressive. Even though he finished the season last year as the starter, I think a lot of folks were paying more attention to either Tanner Mangum or Bo Hodge or Zach Wilson.
Right.
And Joe Critchlow showed that he's still somebody to be reckoned with. And to me, what that said is you're going to have a good competition in August. Tanner will be full go, it looks like. Bo Hodge got a lot of reps last year to show that he belongs in the mix. And then Zach Wilson was really impressive coming in as a true freshman. And Joe Critchlow showed that the reps he got last year meant something. So what I think it means is, Caleb, we're going to see a real competition in August, and may the best man win. And as Kalani and Coach Grimes have said, whoever the best player is, that guy plays, freshman or otherwise. And again, the candidates are kind of spread around all the different classes from freshman to sophomore. And so there will be a lot of options to consider when they start going real in August. And so he was impressive to me. Zachary Lopini Katoa, the running back, looked as good as people said he would be. I got to see him enough during practice to know that he'd be an exciting player on game day in the spring, and that he was. There weren't a ton of backs available, so Squally and Zach Katoa got a lot of reps and looked good. And so those are a couple of guys. But beyond that, if you look at the offensive line, Tristan Hodge, James Empey, Austin Hoyt at right tackle, the fact that Schoaf could be moved inside, and that Brady Christensen took a spot at left tackle. I thought the O-line looked really good, and you can tell they're getting a lot of precise coaching from Coach Grimes and Coach Pugh. And so really the entire offensive line, along with Zach Katoa and Joe Critchlow, were some standouts. But Zach Wilson looked really good, as you expected he would after his strong spring camp. And the real pleasant surprise, even though he didn't play live at 11-on-11, was how good Tanner Mangum looked in the spring doing what he was doing. And he was doing more than I thought he could do.
Yeah, and then on the defensive end, you mentioned that we didn't see all the guys. Not everybody was playing. Not everybody got maybe the minutes they usually would. But was there anybody that stood out to you on the defensive end?
Well, Devin Kafusi is someone that the older brothers Corbin and Bronson say might be the best of the bunch.
Yeah,
and he we called his name and number a lot on spring scrimmage day, and so Devin Kafusi would be considered a standout. The fact that Zane Anderson is able to move from a safety to a linebacker spot, that he and Isaiah Kafusi both, I think, will be players we hear from in the fall. Tough to tell too much about the safety crew because we haven't seen Troy Warner back at full speed, and Dyan didn't get a lot of reps on game day, but we know who Dyan is, obviously.
Yeah.
The position changes will be interesting, and it clearly signals that they felt really good or good enough about their corners to be able to move two good corners inside the safety.
Gotcha. And then just going back to the quarterbacks real quick, has anybody separated themselves in your mind? It's obviously a very tough competition, but are there any one or two names that you would say have kind of, separated themselves from the pack?
At corner?
At quarterback. My bad. On offense.
QB? Yeah. Oh, QB.
QB.
The four guys you mentioned are the four guys who will be in the true competition. And it's interesting that they are, again, all spread around from freshman to sophomore to junior to senior. They're all at different stages of their development. And Tanner, of course, has the most yards and reps behind him, but it's kind of do or die for him now because this will be his senior year, right? And so,
right.
He has to go out and really win the job. And if he does win the job, then I think BYU's in great shape. That would mean that he's back to maybe his freshman form, if you will, which would be really positive. Bo Hodges' only questions tend to revolve around his health. Zach Wilson's only questions tend to revolve around his inexperience and how young he is, but he looks to have all the tools. And Joe Critchlow is, again, the guy that finished the year as the starter and showed that he's to be reckoned with. So more than anybody separating themselves, I think all of them showed just how good the competition, I think, could and will be in August.
Awesome. And then just talking about the coaching staff for a little bit, what were some of your first impressions of the new guys that have come in?
Well, I was able to interact with and interview them extensively before spring ball got underway, and all of them, bring maybe a unique perspective and or skill set to the table. But what unifies the offensive coaches in particular, not to disregard either the position switch for Coach Lamb or bringing Preston Hadley in on defense, but things are a little more established defensively right now.
Right.
There is much more turnover on offense. The unique component of all the offensive hires is just how many of those guys have coordinated offenses before.
Yeah.
From Steve Clark to Vesey Sataki to Aaron Roderick to now Coach Grimes, guys who've been in that position before at the highest level coordinating an offense, now all coming together to contribute to what Coach Grimes is putting together. And from what I understand, while Coach Grimes is definitely the boss, it's his offense. He wants to rely on those other experiences to help him make his playbook. And from what I can tell, and again, no games have been played yet, but the offensive staff chemistry sounds to be top-notch. And just the experience level they all bring, I think, elevates the current staff from where it might have been previously.
Gotcha. And, we haven't seen any games yet. We haven't seen a whole lot from this team. But what do you think, from what you've seen, has changed since last year? And what kind of direction do you think this team is headed?
Well, it almost took going off course, to bring about such a radical course correction, and that's what we've now seen. And for whatever reason, Kalani probably saw his intended cultural touch points, beginning to be disregarded, and I think he needed to bring everybody back around to where those touch points were again relevant again, and that the culture was on the way to being restored again. And maybe that first season, because they went 9-4 mm-hmm. with that new staff, maybe that created a little bit of a false sense of security, in that maybe some things that could have been corrected weren't, because of how successful the team really was. And by the team, by the time real corrections were warranted, things had kind of become unspooled and kind of gotten off the rails a bit. And so, credit Kalani for realizing what had happened or was happening, and making substantial changes to again correct the course and get back online.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate all your input, Greg, and we'll look forward to getting back at this during fall camp.
Anytime, and before you know it, it'll be media day, and
no
then that'll
kidding.
Be kind of a nice little stopping point on the way to camp, and that'll be here before you know it, and then we're back at practice and playing games again. So the off seasons tend to shorten up lately, and it'll be here before we all expect it.
Exactly. All right. Well, appreciate you. Have a good one.
My pleasure, anytime. See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.